In our previous year, we began a discussion about Musa Kenes. And when we discuss Musa Kenes, we think about Musa Kenes, and we think to ourselves, we as individuals who are not shaykhtim, how is this so much of a relevant issue to us? But actually, the issue of Musa Kenes is part of a much bigger question. In a previous year, we mentioned that in the history of Klal Yisrael, there have been, unfortunately, many times gzeiris against Shechita. And one of the, always with the explanation that Shechita is cruel. And one of the issues that comes up that many have over the years, unfortunately, tried to institute against Shechita, to decree against Shechita, is that they should do some sort of electrocution or serving or giving some sort of a anesthesia to an animal prior to the Shechita, because like that, the animal will be desensitized and not feel when it is being slaughtered. This is a question that's been discussed over and over again. We mentioned in a previous year that the Meches Yitzchak has a long tshuva about this in Chelik Beis Simen Chav Zayin. And the first point that he makes in that tshuva is that Chazal were concerned with Tzar Bal Chayim. Many Rishonim are of the opinion that Tzar Bal Chayim is a deraisa. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Nun Aleph indicates that the whole reason why there is Hilcha Shechita, particularly why Chazal, as we learned in this Masechta so many times, were required that the knife that be used for Shechita, not having it any pegimus, is all because of Tzar Bal Chayim. So if doing whatever, desensitizing the animal before the Shechita, would be permissible, not only would have Chazal told us to do it, not only would have Chazal suggested that we could do it, they would have told us. Chazal, the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, would have told us to do it. It must be that they recognized that doing these types of activities before the Shechita could create serious issues. In fact, Dimri Shefer says a beautiful pshat. Yidei in the pasuk, Yidei et tzadik nefesh behemtoi v'rachmei rishoyim achsri. He says, what is the connection between a tzaddik knowing the nefesh of his behemoth connected to Rachmei Rishoyim Achsri? What is the connection between these two facts? So he says that there are those in our history, as we're discussing, that were concerned about the animals. But when it came to the people, to Klal Yisrael, all of a sudden, these very same people, actually, they acted very mean. In our own lifetime, we've seen that one of the first decrees in our lifetime, in recent history, one of the decrees the Nazis made was on Shechita. But the same Nazis, Yimach Shemam, who made a decree on Shechita, were those that made a decree against that those who killed 6 million Jews. All of a sudden, on the animal, they know they're worried, and on the people, they're not. Tell us Chazal, tells us the Pasuk, Yedei et tzadik nefesh behamtoi. Don't worry about the animals. The animals, we know what to do, what not to do. And v'rachmei rishoyim achsri, when you have those rishoyim who are so full of rachmanis, achsri can end up being the most cruel people. And over the years, there have been different suggestions by these people what to do in terms of desensitizing the animal. There are two approaches that these people have taken. One approach that they've taken is to put in an electric shock into the animal. The longest discussion with many, many correspondents around this issue is in a tshuva. It's not tshuva, it's actually more of a kuntris. In the Shas of Tshuvas, Sridei Eish, from Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg Zitzal, Chelik Beis Simon Dalad, where he has over 200 pages of a discussion of over 200 pages on this question, and a correspondence with all the Gedolei Yisrael from different countries, from different schools. There's a tshuva in the Shals of Tshuvas, Chelkis Yaakov, where the first two tshuvas in Chelkis Yaakov, Yerideya, Simon Aleph and Simon Beis, where his focus is that they should give, he calls it, called Naka Numel, which is apparently some sort of anesthesia, some type of anesthesia to this animal. And he goes through the entire way they discussed this. They attempted to see what kind of effect this anesthesia has on the animal. And they did different tests on animals and saw the different effects it has on the animal. And the basis and what happened was, apparently when this shaila came up and when the shaila was written, it was already during World War II. So even though they sent the shaila, he says, to all the Gedolei Yisrael for their opinion, they were not able to respond anymore, unfortunately. So he discusses the shaila and he says that certainly, and he uses our Gemara, that our Gemara we discussed in the previous year, we had an issue of a Mesukenes. And we said that a Mesukenes, even if we're Paskin, is kosher. We quoted the Rambam, and quoted the Shulchan Aruch, and we quoted the Simla Chadoshan, that certainly it's not L'chatchila. So we know that anesthesia does make a person there is a level of danger involved in anesthesia. We know how people try to avoid anesthesia. So even if we'll say, as Tosfos takes the opinion, that anesthesia is, that mesukenes is mutter, here it's worse, because with l'chatchila making the animal into a mesukenes. And therefore, it could be that even Tosfos would agree that we're not allowed to go make an animal into mesukenes. The Miches Yitzchak and Chelek Beis Simcha of Zion discusses this question by Riches. The approach that they wanted to suggest to the Miches Yitzchak to take was a approach of electrocution. And again, it goes in, there's a discussion how the Sridei Eish discusses how the electrocution was done, where it involves some sort of low voltage given to the animal slowly. And he too takes the approach that certainly, even if the animal could survive, it's making the animal into mesukenes and should be usher. Rav Moshe And the Shal Satchuvas Igris Moshe, Chelik Yerodei Simon Bey, Chelik Bey Simon Yudches, takes a little more of a lenient approach. And he says, as long as we could be sure that the animal is not permanently wounded by doing this procedure, it probably, and does perform pirchus, as our Mishnah says, after the shechita, we could be more lenient. But he says, "Amkom makoyim tzarich l'shtad b'chol ha'efsher." We have to do whatever we can. Levatul gzeiruzu shoshoni yisrael l'roitzim l'hanig v'Hashem yizbarach yazreinu.